first few years. Yet I was doing everything I thought I was supposed to be doing. I held open houses 3 days a week. I knocked on doors. I used the Cole directory, a reverse telephone directory that had every homeowner's street, name, address, and phone number listed, to cold call neighborhoods. I sent just listed and just sold cards. Yet I wasn't getting a consistent flow of income. I was not getting rich like I thought I would. I knew something needed to change after my first 3 years when I realized those methods don't work as well as I had hoped. The change for me finally came from the E-Myth Revisited when I understood that important message from Michael E. Gerber. If your business isn't growing, it's dying. You must have a systematized place to keep all of your information, a system that reminds you when to contact someone you met months ago. Once you have a contact management system, feed it every day. Your database or contact management system should have an automated follow-up system that keeps you in front of potential clients consistently. Your system should have personal touches built in to ensure you are top of mind, the first real estate agent they think of when they decide to buy or sell. The automated emails, mailings, and social media posts are not enough to keep you top of mind with 100% of the people you meet. You will be lucky to capture 3% of them with a good, fully automated follow-up system without enough personal touches. The personal touch, like a phone call or a two-way conversation on social media or text, will get you a much better close rate. The busier you get, the more difficult it will be to keep up with all of the personal touches. So you'll want to develop a combination of automated touches plus reminders to make the personal touch. That will get them to call you when they are ready and help you deliver an incredible client-customer experience so they will want to do business with you again and also refer their friends and family. Remember, if everyone is going to move, put everyone in your system. That one simple change made all the difference in the world for me. I started getting consistent results 6 months after I began feeding 5 people into my database every day and following up consistently. It was my new ritual, like brushing my teeth. That was when the roller coaster dips started to flatten out and pick up speed. Wherever you are in your real estate business, if you are not getting the results you want and you don't have the money or time you want, you have to change the way you are doing business. The great news I have for you is that it's not too late. Just make this one change of adding 5 people a day to your database. Begin implementing the E-Myth Real Estate Agent systems, and you can get on a path to double, triple, or quadruple your business. Set up your lead generation, lead conversion, and client fulfillment systems, and then stick to the system. Every tool or service you are currently using will get better results. We took a simple interactive voice response, they call it IVR, call capture system, that was getting about 1% to 3% conversion, and increased it to 5 times better conversion rate just by the way we followed up. We followed up in less than 1 minute on every lead, and we called them back 3 times a day for 3 days straight. Once we connected with them, we got all their information and turned on the conversion system. That one change boosted our conversion ratio from 3% to 15%. Once we found out the 3-and-3 system worked, we automated it. Why? Try and keep track of 3 calls a day for 3 days straight with a manual system or from memory. Add 5 people every day to that system and see how long you can keep track. The conversion rates won't be the same if you only make 2 or 3 of those 9 calls, or if you make those calls one day and then skip a day. The system will keep you on track for predictable results every time. Today is the day you can make a simple change to amplify the results of everything you do. It's about getting back to the basics, and this time, make it a system that can't be turned off. This is as fundamental and predictable as anything should be. Don't overdo it, and don't overcomplicate the process. It's truly about getting back to the basics, and this time, make it a system that can't be turned off. To fully automate as many of the systems mentioned in this book as possible, your contact management provider must be able to accommodate these simple steps. 1. A quick, easy way to feed in 5 new connections every day without having to log into your database every time. This is a part of your lead generation system. 2. A way for you to review the information going into your database, verify it for accuracy, and assure that the appropriate action plan is started. This is part of your management system. And 3. An action plan dashboard that tells you what to do next. For example, call a specific contact you have not talked to in 4 weeks, 8 weeks, or 3 months. The system will notify you when to make your next social media connection. Other to-dos built into your system will tell you when to write the next note or send a market update. This system could be running with thousands of people at once. However, it will spread the activities out over the year so you're not doing them in bulk. A system like this will help you manage thousands of contacts throughout the year versus trying to contact hundreds of people in 1 day or 1 week. This shifts you out of the bulk mindset mentality and into a relationship sort of mindset. What you're going to do now is start building your new company alongside your existing business. Don't try to fix what is broken. Your new company system will get better results from everything else you currently have running in your business. New company will improve your old company and over time replace your old company. Real estate can be the vehicle to create and fund the life you really want to have and that you deserve. Systems keep all the parts moving. Real estate businesses have lots of moving parts. Big real estate teams rely on lots of people to help keep all those parts moving. If you want to see the benefits of systematizing your business, observe what happens when a key member of a big team, or even several people on a team, walk out or quit. The immediate reaction is to hire more people right away. If the company has a people-driven business, then all the new people have to be trained. If they have a system-driven business and they are continually improving and automating more of their systems, their business will continue as normal. It may not even require the same number of people as before. My advice to a team going through a turnover would not be to hire anyone until they tweak their systems to be able to handle their business with whoever is still on the team. I'm sure there have been days where a cook at McDonald's walked out without any warning. I'm also sure that if you went to that McDonald's at that time, the burgers would taste the same, and the average consumer coming into that restaurant for lunch would have no idea what was happening behind the scenes. In the same way, I would challenge the agent to get a better system and keeps everything flowing even when your team is expanding or contracting. When you have a system and the system runs your business, it won't matter when people leave you. When people run your business, you are dependent on them for your growth and success forever. People are not predictable. Good systems are. Let's put this last conversation into perspective. If an entire team quits in 1 day, you might find yourself working 60 or 80 hours that week. The first time this happens, and you don't have the right systems in place, it can be overwhelming. When you have a system-driven business, you can call a temp agency and hire as many people as you need to come run the systems. If the system is fully automated, they won't be required to know anything about real estate to deliver the same level of service you have always delivered. Granted, there are many things a licensed real estate agent must do. However, the system should be set up so that anyone could come run your system and your clients would never know anything was wrong. If this happens to you, I challenge you not to hire any replacement staff for a month or two until you get all your systems in order and automated to the point where you don't feel overwhelmed. Hiring someone else without your experience or time in the business to come create your systems is not the answer. That will not create an E-Myth type business guaranteed to deliver extraordinary experiences with average people running the ship. Remember, people just run the system. The system delivers the experience, not you. The system. The system is you. This is your chance to make a change from working in reactive mode all the time to creating a predictable business and getting off the income roller coaster ride. I can promise you this, as you apply the eMyth real estate agent models in your business, they will always be simple. So simple that if you feel like things are getting too complicated and you're feeling lost, you probably made it more complicated than it needs to be. Any eMyth business is simple to its core. Simple enough, anyone can do it. When it is more than that, you have made it more complicated than it needs to be. The change I'm proposing should not feel like change. It is a better way of thinking. It starts with just feeding the database 5 a day and staying in touch with all those connections on a more predictable, spread-out plan. If you just start with step 1, then step 2, and then step 3, you will look back one day and say, "How did I get here?" You don't need to make drastic changes, and you don't have to have all these systems in place today. You can keep running your old company while creating your new company, a company that is predictable. You have all the information in this book to have all the systems up and running in a short period of time. However, doing it yourself will take time. Be patient. This is the long game. This is building a business that doesn't require you to keep it going day after day. An early thing you can change is to capitalize on the database you currently have. The Reconnect Plan is 4 simple steps that get you reconnected with everyone you may have neglected to stay in touch with over the years. It should be easy for you to talk to the people you already know and have in your database. And if you reconnect with just 5 people a day, you will start to see results and newfound business in as little as 1 to 2 weeks. The key is to systematize the Reconnect Plan to ensure you reconnect with everyone in your database, and that you do it every day. If this all sounds too simple, trust me, it is. Now is your moment to make the commitment to change the way you've been doing things. In fact, don't even think of it as change. You are only enhancing what you've been doing by adding the simple eMyth real estate agent success systems to get the results you really want. If I, a first-generation real estate agent and business owner, can figure this out, I know you can as well. Don't make the change more difficult than it is. Listen to your gut. It's so simple if you allow it to be simple. The not so easy part is making the change. I said it was simple, not easy. You are listening to this today for a reason. This is your opportunity to do what took me over 20 years to figure out by implementing the eMyth principles into my business. In fact, you are taking the shortcut because I am showing you how to implement the eMyth real estate agent systems without making the mistakes I did. You will most likely still make some, but just ask yourself, am I making this more difficult than it needs to be? I am helping you create the turnkey success system that will give you the opportunity to close 100 more sales a year without a huge staff. Let me leave you with this one last thought. What if someone offers you $10 million or $100 million for your real estate business? Would your business be worth that? Let's jump back to your big dream from when you first got into real estate. What was your big why? If we did not talk for another 5 or 10 years, and I bumped into you and said, "Hey, you, how are you? How are things going in your real estate business since you applied the eMyth real estate agent systems?" What would you say? What do you want your real estate business to look like? What do you want your life to look like? Where do you take vacations and with whom? What kind of vehicles do you drive or fly? Go big. Think big and make changes to get your BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goals. Is the way you are currently doing business going to get you there in the next 5 years? 10 years? Now is the chance to control your future. Make these simple changes and cash in. Now let's hear what Michael has to say about time.
Chapter 21, On the Subject of Time. The grand old master Samuel Johnson said, "Money and time are the heaviest burdens of life, and the unhappiest of all mortals are those who have more of either than they know how to use." "I'm running out of time," small business owners often lament. I've got to chuckle at the age of 83 when I think about it. "I've got to learn how to manage my time more carefully," they go on. Of course, they see no real solution to this problem. They're just worrying the subject to death, singing the real estate agent's blues. Some make a real effort to control time. Maybe they go to time management classes or faithfully try to record their activities during every hour of the day. But it's hopeless. Even when real estate agents work harder, even when they keep precise records of their time, there's always a shortage of it. It's as if they're looking at a square clock in a round universe. Something doesn't fit. The result? The real estate agent is constantly chasing work, money, life. And the reason is simple. Real estate agents don't see time for what it really is. They think of time with a small t, rather than time with a capital T. Yet time is simply another word for your life. It's your ultimate asset, your gift at birth, and you can spend it any way you want. Do you know how you want to spend it? Do you have a plan? How do you deal with time? Are you even conscious of it? If you are, I bet you're constantly locked into either the future or the past, relying on either memory or imagination. Do you recognize these voices? "Once I get through this, I can have a drink, go on a vacation, retire. I remember when I was young and practicing real estate was satisfying." As you go to bed at midnight, are you thinking about waking up at 7 a.m. so you can get to the office by 8 a.m. so you can go to lunch by noon because your software people will be there at 1:30 p.m. and you've got a full schedule and a new client scheduled for 2:30 p.m.? Most of us are prisoners of the future or the past. While pinballing between the two, we miss the richest moments of our life, the present. Trapped forever in memory or imagination, we're strangers to the here and now. Our future is nothing more than an extension of our past, and the present is merely the background. It's sobering to think that right now, each of us is at a precise spot somewhere between the beginning of our time, our birth, and the end of our time, our death. No wonder everyone frets about time. What really terrifies us is that we're using up our life, and we can't stop it. It feels as if we're plummeting toward the end with nothing to break our free fall. Time is out of control. Understandably, this is horrifying, mostly because the real issue is not time with a small t, but death with a big D. From the depths of our existential anxiety, we try to put time in a different perspective, all the while pretending we can manage it. We talk about time as though it were something other than what it really is. Time is money, we announce, as though that explains it. But what every real estate agent should know is that time is life, and time ends, because life ends. The big, walloping, irresolvable problem is that we don't know how much time we have left. Do you feel the fear? Do you want to get over it? Let's look at time more seriously. To fully grasp time with a capital T, you have to ask the big question: how do I wish to spend the rest of my time? Meaning, the rest of my life. Because I can assure you that if you don't ask that big question with a big Q, you will forever be assailed by the little questions. You'll shrink the whole of your life to this time and next time and the last time, all the while wondering, what time is it? It's like running around the deck of a sinking ship, worrying about where you left the keys to your cabin. You must accept that you have only so much time, that you're using up that time second by precious second, and that your time, your life, is the most valuable asset you have. Of course, you can use your time any way you want, but unless you choose to use it as richly, as rewardingly, as excitingly, as intelligently, as intentionally, as consciously as possible, you'll squander it and fail to appreciate it. Indeed, if you are oblivious to the value of your time, you'll commit the single greatest sin. You will live your life unconscious of its passing you by. And hear me, it is passing you by. That's what lives do. Until you deal with it, however, time with a capital T, you'll worry about time with a small t until you have no time or life left. Then your time will be history, along with your life. I can anticipate the question: if time is the problem, why not just take on fewer clients? Well, that's certainly an option, but probably not necessary. I know a real estate agent with a small company who sees four times as many clients as the average. Yet he and his staff don't work long hours. How is that possible? This real estate agent has a system. You knew I was going to say that, didn't you? By using this expert system, the employees can do everything the real estate agent or his team members would do, everything that isn't real estate agent dependent. It's about be versus do. Remember when we all asked, what do I want to be when I grow up? It was one of our biggest concerns as children. Notice that the question isn't, what do I want to do when I grow up? It's, what do I want to be when I grow up? Shakespeare wrote, to be or not to be. He didn't say, to do or not to do. But when you grow up, people always ask you, what do you do? How did the question change from being to doing? How did we miss the critical distinction between the two? Even as children, we sensed the distinction. The real question we were asking was not what we would end up doing when we grew up, but who we would be. But we're talking about a life choice, not a work choice. We instinctively saw it as a matter of how we spend our time, not what we do in time. Look to children for guidance. I believe that as children, we instinctively saw time as life and tried to use it wisely. As children, we wanted to make a life choice, not a work choice. As children, we didn't know, or even care, that work had to be done on time, on budget. And that means, until you see time for what it really is, your lifespan, you will always ask the wrong question. Until you embrace the whole of your time and shape it accordingly, you will never be able to fully appreciate the moment. Until you fully appreciate every second that comprises time with a capital T, you will never be sufficiently motivated, moved, inspired, realized to live those seconds fully. Until you're sufficiently motivated to live those seconds fully, you will never see fit to change the way you are. You will never take the quality and sanctity of time, of life, seriously. And unless you take the sanctity of time seriously, you'll continue to struggle to catch up with something behind you. Your frustrations will mount as you try to snatch the second that just whisked by. If you constantly fret about time with a tiny t, then time with a big T will blow right past you. And you'll miss the whole point, the real truth about time. You can't manage it. You never could. You can only live it. And so that leaves you with these questions. How do I live my life? How do I give significance to it? How can I be here now, in this very moment? Once you begin to ask these questions, you'll find yourself moving toward a much fuller, richer life, moment by moment by moment. But if you continue to be caught up in the banal work you do every day, you're never going to find the time to take a deep breath, exhale, and be present in the now. So let's talk about the subject of work. But first, let's listen to what Brad has to say about time.
Chapter 22. Find out where all your time is going. If your business depends on you, you don't own a business, you have a job. Michael E. Gerber, The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. Time. Do you want more of it? Do you need more of it? What kind of time are we talking about? Time for more work? Time for family? In this chapter, I will cover how spending the right amount of time on the right things will get you all the time you want to do what you really want. No matter what size your real estate business is, I bet you spend most of your time on the things that create frustration and busyness. When you begin to look at your real estate business like a business, you can focus on taking the stress out of your life and enjoy what you are doing. Remember the 80-20 rule? 80% of what you do every day, including right this minute, is responsible for 20% of your income. That means only 20% of what you did today was responsible for 80% of your income. Remember, no matter what size your team is and no matter how much real estate you sell, this law stands. Once you find the 20% that generates 80% of your income and you double those activities into 40% of your day, you will double your income. If you are generating $200,000 per year, that means you could go to $400,000 per year or from $500,000 per year to $1 million. I am not even suggesting you spend half your day on this strategy. Just 40% is all you need to commit to double your income. Use the remaining hours to create the systems that will free up your time. I know why I struggled with getting control of my time in the beginning, and it is probably the same reason you are struggling. The information I share with you throughout this book is the culmination of more than 25 years and upwards of 250 conferences featuring top real estate influencers in the industry. I am not just a conference junkie, I'm an implementer. I am sure at this point in the book you realize I have put quite a few systems into place. That is because I created a system for creating systems. It is that system that makes all the other systems work at an enhanced level. The key to a successful system is to figure out what the 20% is, keep everyone on the team focused on the right activities, and do it every day. I took the information that works, mastered it, and now help others apply it by sharing what works. I pick things apart, fix what is not getting the results I expected, and streamline the process to spend as little time as possible getting it into place. The purpose of this book is to help you develop your systems faster than I did so you can enjoy the results more quickly and be able to make your real estate business profitable and fun. Keep your eye on the ROI. As a business development specialist, I will share with you what you must do every day, day in and day out, no matter what, to be most efficient, effective, and profitable as you can be. The industry continuously promises to help us make our businesses hands-off as it can be. Most data systems today offer follow-up without us having to do much. Turn it on and forget about it. If we get busy, we are taught to hire people to do the things we don't want to do so we can focus on what matters most, like generating more leads. However, do we? Do we generate twice as much new business when we hire someone? Or do we get caught up doing more 80% stuff that we like to do? The industry is full of companies that will help with social media so we don't have to spend our time on it. They will do all your posts for you and blast them to multiple platforms. There is a place for services and businesses like these. However, paying for them and putting them into action without a business plan is not how a CEO would run a Fortune 500 company. I do believe there is value in all these leveraged services, products, and tools. However, new agents desperately trying to survive in their new real estate business have to scrape the bottom of the barrel to borrow money to pay for these services. The result? The agents end up in debt, unable to get their real estate career off the ground long enough to see the return. Or they cancel the service 6 months to a year later because they have not tracked any sales back to the source. The problem is the agent didn't create a solid strategy for the return he or she wanted and didn't create a system to automate the plan the day he or she paid for the service. If anything was truly hands-off and doubled or tripled an agent's business overnight, don't you think every top agent in the world would be using it? Most companies don't ask agents about their financial situation before signing them up. Why would they? Especially the services that are $20, $30, or $40 per month. Surely that won't put the agent out of business, right? Those added up for me and should have put me out of business. I was just not smart enough to get out of real estate when I should have. I often couldn't afford to sign up for the services when I did sign up. When I learned from those mistakes and got smarter about what to sign up for, I would ask for a guaranteed result. The typical response would be, "We can't give any guarantees." The salesman would, however, remind me that it would only take one or two sales to pay for itself. So give it 6 months to see if it works for you. Agents are hungry and looking for something to get them fast business and close sales. For example, before you buy a for sale by owner program, I always suggest first driving around the good old-fashioned way and finding a couple of for sale by owner houses. Get one of those sellers to list with you and use that commission to buy the program or system. Have a business plan in place to get the listing before you buy the list of for sale by owners. Then, when you pay for the list, you have a better chance of success. Spend your time on the front end of a plan to get a return on investment on the back end. I bet every one of those services will make you money if you have a plan and system to maximize your results before you start. In the beginning of one's real estate career, most agents have more time than money. This is not the time to buy your way to success. The key to success in real estate is getting in front of people. It doesn't have to cost you a lot of money, but it does take time to become top of mind, prepare for the meeting, and go meet with them so you can get a contract signed. You will find no long-term residual benefits without doing the work over and over and over every day. Without a systematized way to do that, you will not have predictable results. How many 20 to 40-year real estate veterans do you know who close 12 to 24 sales per year? That is 1 to 2 closings per month. How much time does it take to close 2 transactions per month? I say an average of 10 hours from the beginning of working with a buyer to the closing. How many hours does it take to sell a listing? 6 months can be turned into 3 to 5 hours of hands-on work. Yet with only 20 to 30 hours of hands-on work each month, how do they continue to close 1 or 2 per month their entire career? The answer is they're running a technician model only. They are busy, but what are they spending their time on during the other hours of the day? Most likely, they are not following a business plan or using systems to drive their business. Everything you do will get you a result if you do it long enough. So the free stuff like open houses or door knocking can make you a lot of commissions if you do it consistently and persistently for a long period of time. If you create a system for those things, the system will make sure you do it regularly and save you time so you can go get even more business. Again, because agents are just going with the flow most of the time, they can find themselves sucked into non-dollar productive activities. Take, for example, a transaction that might not be going smoothly. Agents often get caught up in a deal that's blowing up, and it can take all week to keep it together. Refer back to the estimating chapter. Everything can be controlled in your business if you have the right systems. How many minutes does it take to save a deal? I assure you, it does not have to take days. Deals blow up in my real estate business as well. When I close a property every 3 days, 2 or 3 transactions might blow up in 1 day. However, because my client fulfillment system is running and my lead conversion system is running, our phone keeps ringing with more opportunities every day. Meanwhile, the back-end systems help prevent more deals from falling apart, so I don't have to be consumed by them. There are only 3 things you should spend all your time on, whether you are a new or an experienced agent. The E-Myth discusses the 3-legged stool of all business: lead generation, lead conversion, and your client fulfillment system. These are the priority items that will generate most of your income through new business plus repeat and referral business. If you spend 40% of your day capturing a new lead, and that means getting the address and phone number, not just an email address, converting the lead by getting them into a 2-way conversation, connecting with them, creating a customer experience system that blows your client's socks off every time, and automating the process of the real estate transaction, you will have the opportunity to double your income. The method I use to create my systems ensures I put everything to the test and tweak those systems until they produce the results I want. There is a strategy and a whole lot of experience, that means doing it wrong over and over and over, behind the things that have doubled and tripled my business. You can avoid some of the mistakes I made by listening to this book and implementing systems like the ones I share with you. What amount of time will it take for you to implement anything or everything from this book? How much time and money will you spend going to the next conference you attend? Do you have an entire drawer full of ideas on notepads that you can review and see what your next system should be? Do you have a plan from some of the ideas in this book? Have you written them down? I had the same issue. All of these great money-making ideas sitting on bookshelves and in drawers in my desk. So I created a system for implementing ideas from a conference. All of that takes time to implement, but with a system for working on my business, I could implement new ideas from conferences once a week. Spending time on my business helped get me where I am today. We all have the same amount of time every day, and we don't know what day that time is going to stop. While we can't manage time, we can manage the activities we do during that time. Here's how to control your time. To get your time under control, you must figure out your 20%. Here's what I did early on in my business to accomplish this. Grab a calendar, one of those week-at-a-glance calendars. I carried this weekly calendar with me for 2 weeks. I set an alarm on my phone to go off every 30 minutes and wrote down what you're doing right then. The results will amaze you, and it will become clear where your time is spent. Commit to do this exercise for 2 weeks. It's not easy, but your commitment over the next 2 weeks can help you determine what you must focus on and where your time is going right now. Here is how the system works. Every time your alarm goes off, grab the calendar and write down what you are doing right then. Don't fluff it. Record whatever it is you are doing at that moment. No judgment or interpretation for the next 2 weeks. When you have done this for 2 solid weeks, the next step is to evaluate each activity that created income and differentiate between 20% activities and 80% activities. You will need 3 different colored highlighter markers. After I did this exercise, I was astounded by the results. I used a green highlighter for activities that converted a lead into a client and for getting a commitment from a buyer or seller to do business with me. I highlighted in yellow every task I didn't like to do or that I could hire people to do if I could afford it. I used orange for anything that I had to do that was not going to make me extra money. For example, my daughter's dance competitions and school events were highlighted in orange. I never missed any of my daughter's events because of work. Let's review the exercise. 1. Green is used for money-generating activities, such as anything involved with getting contact information for new leads. This includes getting a name, address, and phone number. Checking your email to get a new internet lead does not count. Think about it for a second. How many of you have converted via email? A lead is not a lead until you can connect and convert and they are doing business with you. So what good is a lead if you never get their address and phone number? How many appointments can you set with someone if you never get that information? If you don't get an appointment, you can't convert to a closing. If the activity directly brings new money into your business, it's colored green. Like a seller signing a listing agreement or a buyer signing a buyer agency, those are green activities. 2. Yellow will be used for anything you do every day that could be delegated to someone else. These are the things that you could hire someone to do if you had an extra $10,000 or $20,000 every month. You may not hire out capturing a lead's information, converting the lead at a buyer consultation, or listing an appointment. The items you highlight in yellow would be administrative items, like organizing a contract, tracking down signatures on amendments, etc. For example, in a real estate transaction, the inspection process is a critical piece. It is a part of the client experience. However, it does not involve getting a lead's contact information or converting a new lead to bring in new money. Someone else could do it for you if you had the money to pay a licensed person to get the 2-hour inspection started and stay there during the inspection. What if you could just show up at the end and the inspector took 15 minutes to show you all the issues that came up? You would have freed up a couple of hours of your day and still accomplished the same result and experience for the client. 3. Orange is used for anything you do every day that only you can do, like eating dinner with your family. You wouldn't want to hire someone to do that for you, right? Or going to a child's sporting event, play, or going to church. Orange is your life stuff. When I first did this exercise, less than 20% of my calendar was green. The rule is simple. If you want to double your bank account, take all the green items and do them twice as much. Again, that would only be 40% of your day if you really have 20% of your calendar highlighted in green. If you doubled the green activities in your calendar right now, how many hours would you spend getting more business? The reality is, we don't do enough green activities before we get sucked into the tornado of activities that need to be done. Stay true to the system. Don't color things the wrong color, or you might cheat yourself out of doubling your results. Green is only when you get a new client to do business with you. Turning in a contract to your office so you can get paid is not a green activity. That should be yellow. Getting a buyer to sign a buyer agency and a seller to sign a listing agreement are about the only green things on your calendar. Even going to a listing appointment or conducting a buyer consultation could be yellow unless they are signing the contract at that appointment and you haven't leveraged the listing agent role to another person on your team. Picking up your commission check should be yellow. Remember, if money were no object and you could hire as many people as you wanted, yellow is an activity someone else could do for you. This exercise is revealing. You will most likely find that you spend very little time on getting new leads and converting those leads into contracts that will lead to closings. The second step of the process is to automate as many of the yellow things as possible before you hire someone. Set up systems for these items that will automate the process and free up your time. The trick is to replace this newfound time with more green stuff. Once you feel like your systems are freeing up your time and you are doing more green activities and making more money, then you can hire help for even more leverage. As we mentioned in Chapter 8 on management, these systems will help you manage your entire real estate client experience and help you hold every team member accountable to deliver the same experience as if you were doing it all yourself. I would challenge you to repeat this process throughout your career. Before you ever hire a person or employee, implement the necessary systems. You will know you have the right systems when you make enough extra profit to put away 2 to 3 months of the proposed salary. Once you have done that, then hire. When you have great systems and great people, you will have more time and a lot less stress. Your new hire will be a lot more efficient and get more done when you have proven systems in place. Now let's listen to what Michael has to say about work.
Chapter 23 on the subject of work. Aldous Huxley, that great man, said, and you heard it, they intoxicate themselves with work so they won't see how they really are. In the business world, in the world of real estate, as the saying goes, the entrepreneur knows something about everything. The technician knows everything about something. And the telephone operator just knows everything. In a real estate business, real estate agents see their natural work as the work of the technician, the supreme technician, often to the exclusion of everything else. It's what I've been referring to throughout this book. It's what I've been referring to throughout every book I've written, so many books. It's what I've been saying to every single small business owner we have worked with over these 45 years past. Doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it. Busy, 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 busy. Take that in, because that's what work looks like, feels like, behaves like, and contributes to every single technician. Yes, suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure. After all, real estate agents get zero preparation working as managers and spend no time thinking as entrepreneurs. These just aren't courses offered in today's schools of real estate. By the time they own their own real estate business, by the time they launch their sole proprietorship as a real estate agent, they're just doing it, doing it, doing it. At the same time, they want everything. Freedom, respect, money. Most of all, they want to rid themselves of meddling bosses and start their own company their own way, the way they want to do it, the way they feel they should be doing it. That way, they can be their own boss and take home all the money, as everybody has always said to me. These real estate agents are in the throes of an entrepreneurial seizure. Real estate agents who have been praised for their ability to handle difficult acquisitions or their extensive knowledge of appraisals believe they have what it takes to run a real estate business of their own. It's not unlike the plumber who becomes a contractor because he's a great plumber. Sure, he may be a great plumber, but it doesn't necessarily follow that he knows how to build a company that does this work. It's the same for a real estate agent. So many of them are surprised to wake up one morning and discover they're nowhere near as equipped for owning their own company as they thought they were. More than any other subject, work is the cause of obsessive-compulsive behavior by real estate agents. Work. You've got to do it every single day. Work. If you fall behind, you'll pay for it. Work. There's either too much or not enough. So many real estate agents describe work as what they do when they're busy. Some discriminate between the work they could be doing as real estate agents and the work they should be doing as real estate agents. But according to the E-Myth, they're exactly the same thing. The work you could do and the work you should do as a real estate agent are identical. Let me explain. Strategic work versus tactical work. Real estate agents can do only two kinds of work: strategic work and tactical work. Tactical work is easier to understand because it's what almost every real estate agent does almost every minute of every hour of every day. It's called getting the real estate agent's job done. It's called doing business. Tactical work includes filing, billing, answering the telephone, inspecting property, screening sales, handling media, advertising services, going to the bank, arranging for financing, and seeing clients. The E-Myth says that tactical work is all the work real estate agents find themselves doing in a real estate business, being a sole proprietorship, to avoid doing the strategic work. "I'm too busy," most real estate agents will tell you. "How come nothing goes right unless I do it myself?" they complain in frustration. Real estate agents say these things when they're up to their ears in tactical work. But most real estate agents don't understand that if they had done more strategic work, they would have less tactical work to do. Real estate agents are doing strategic work when they ask the following questions. Why am I a real estate agent? What will my company look like when it's finally done? What must my company look, act, and feel like in order for it to compete successfully? What are the key indicators of my company? Please note that I said real estate agents ask these questions when they are doing strategic work. I didn't say these are the questions they necessarily answer, because most often they don't. That's the fundamental difference between strategic work and tactical work. Tactical work is all about answers. How to do this, how to do that. Strategic work, in contrast, is all about questions. What company are we really in? Why are we in that company? Who specifically is our company determined to serve? When will I sell this company? How and where will this company be doing business when I sell it? And so forth. Not that strategic questions don't have answers. Real estate agents who commonly ask strategic questions know that once they ask such a question, they're already on their way to envisioning the answer. Question and answer are part of a whole. You can't find the right answer until you've asked the right question. Tactical work is much easier because the question is always more obvious. In fact, you don't ask the tactical question. The question arises from a result you need to get or a problem you need to solve. Building a client is tactical work. Advising a client is tactical work. Firing an employee is tactical work. Conducting a property analysis is tactical work. There's a good way to do it, and there's a bad way to do it. There's a better way to do it, and there's a continually improving way to do it. Tactical work is the stuff you do every day in your company. Strategic work is the stuff you plan to do to create an exceptional company as it grows to a business, as it grows to an enterprise. In tactical work, the question comes from out there rather than in here. The tactical question is about something outside of you, whereas the strategic question is about something inside of you. The tactical question is about something you need to do, whereas the strategic question is about something you want to do. Want versus need. If tactical work consumes you, you're always reacting to something outside of you. Your company runs you, you don't run it. Your employees run you, you don't run them. Your life runs you, you don't run your life. You must understand that the more strategic work you do, the more intentional your decisions, your company, and your life become. Intention is the byword of strategic work. Everything on the outside begins to serve you, to serve your vision rather than force you to serve it. Everything you need to do is congruent with what you want to do. It means you have a vision, an aim, a purpose, a strategy, an envisioned result. Strategic work is the work you do to design your company, to design your life. Tactical work is the work you do to implement the design created by strategic work. Without strategic work, there is no design. Without strategic work, all that's left is keeping busy. There's only one thing left to do. It's time to take action. But first, let's listen to what Brad has to say on the subject of work.
Chapter 24. If I must remember to do it, it will not get done. I think that maybe inside any business, there is someone slowly going crazy. Michael E. Gerber, The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. Don't assume that if you get too busy, the answer is to hire people. Our industry promotes hiring assistants and buyer agents and anyone else you can hire. It's an incredibly flawed way of handling the situation because your busyness is, in many cases, a short-term state of business. It may only last 2 to 3 months, the length of a real estate process from beginning to end. That knee-jerk reaction to hire someone is a year or longer commitment, and the things that are keeping you busy are not. When you apply the E-Myth principles beyond the technician role and you become a manager and an entrepreneur, you will be able to hold your business accountable. You will be able to hold people accountable for their results and, most importantly, hold yourself accountable for doing what matters most in your business to be successful. Using an entrepreneur's mindset is thinking of your real estate business like Ray Kroc did with McDonald's. What systems can you put in place to deliver a consistent, predictable result every time? You may be saying, "Well, Brad, every real estate transaction is different." Sure it is. So is every McDonald's customer, yet Ray Kroc created a system that gets slow people through it as fast as everyone else. The quality of food is predictable. It is the same no matter where you go. Compare that to restaurants where you sometimes have a wonderful meal and other times have a terrible meal. That is not a system for predictable results. McDonald's makes the same meal every time if everyone on the team follows the system. Once you complete the calendar tracker exercise I discussed in my last chapter, you will realize that working smarter for you means focusing on what grows your business exponentially. There is no reason to settle for status quo of a business increasing 3% or 5% per year. You can literally double or triple your business every year. Can you say 10 billion or more sold, like the number of burgers McDonald's has sold? You might say, "I don't want to work that hard." Ray Kroc didn't work that hard. He worked smart by systematizing the results he wanted. If you want to think like Ray Kroc, then implement the principles Michael E. Gerber discusses in the E-Myth books and apply the turnkey systems I have shared with you throughout this book. Work smarter, not harder. Let's start off by describing what working smarter looks like. During my entire real estate career, I have not seen one service provider or product be the one that every agent signed up for. No one thing brings every agent so much business that everyone in the industry signs up for it, and business dumps into their lap automatically. I can't even find 2 or 3 companies where dozens of the top agents in the world are all clients and are all exploding their business because of that one product or service. I know it doesn't exist because I would sign up for every one of those products or services. Those agents surely would have shared it with me if it worked that well.